We're check a one, all two. Way too loud.
Oh, check
we're
a one, two.
We're
check, 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 check
we're
one, two.
We're all... You're too loud.
No, this is
check a one, two.
700 check. Degrees
siblings. Check,
loud.
Check, check a one, two.
Siblings.
Check a one, two.
We're going into the red. That's
all right, here
we
go.
Like to be.
No, this is too loud.
With
I'm just going to say it right now.
Ruski, why are you wearing sunglasses? It's dark.
Yeah, stop it, Tyler.
This
take
is my vibe.
Off. So we are on the roof of the... world famous Hollywood Improv.
World famous roof.
I fuck you not. That's a new thing. I'm going to start saying that. Instead of I shit you not, I fuck you not.
This is one of the most important elements of the club. It keeps out the rain, the bugs, the birds.
And the after disaster.
And the sun.
The debris.
Us. Yes.
The sun.
Currently. You know what it doesn't keep out? That show that's in there right now.
Yeah. Stop it. Are we going to start talking shit about
female
that?
Female after disaster.
No.
Don't name names, okay?
It's worse. I'm not naming. I don't even know what it's called.
Well, Mike does, and he's about to blurt it.
You want me to say?
No.
Wait.
We just finished
let's,
saying no.
Just to set the stage, as it were, there's a stage. There's three people on it, and there's about six people in the crowd.
All right, Tyler, what are you doing? All right, it is the female after disaster. They were even talking about their P.O. box. Did not like that.
Sure. They were. They're
mailing out mugs.
Honestly, I liked the show.
No, you did not.
No,
you did not like the show. Tyler leans into me. All right, so we're downstairs in the lab where Mike did his show a couple weeks ago. It's like the little offshoot. It's like a little bar offshoot.
Yeah, it's cooler, though.
It's Stage B. Stage B here at the Hollywood Improv.
That's where the Crab Shack does their live show.
Oh, yep. No. We becoming like the Hollywood Improv show?
Yeah, we're on the fucking roof.
We're on the
roof. No, I don't want to become that show, though, where like everything is like tied into the improv.
Oh, you don't have to mention it.
All right, next topic.
I hope that sweet buzz in the background
we're at the,
is soothing.
We're
to
at the comedy store.
Welcome to Laugh Factory, everybody. I am Anderson.
Welcome to Uncle Fucker's Chuckle Hutch. That's
Jesus.
A Dana Gould. That's a Dana Gould bit.
Welcome to Funny Bone. I am Anderson. That is tight. Okay, so honestly, though, welcome to the after disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano straight ahead, perching precariously towards the precipice of the building.
I'm thinking about dangling my legs over the edge.
I don't.
Nope.
I want to blame you. It seems free.
Dangle your dick, maybe.
And there's Ty Ty to my left. Thank God he's taking the sunglasses off because it was a bad look.
Got a beautiful view of the Hollywood Hills from up here.
This is where Mike Carano many years ago came up here to watch the space shuttle
go by. Oh, my
gosh. By.
Yes,
here
I did.
Here comes
Wait,
5 minutes
of
a glorious story. 5 minutes and go, Mike, tell your story about the space shuttle.
I was frantic to see the space shuttle, desperate to see it, Americana, history in the making. Mm-hmm. And I had to run some errands first and thought I missed it. Drove over here, asked anybody if they saw it. They had no idea what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. Didn't give a shit.
Right.
I came up here on the roof with my video camera, mm-hmm. and then off in the distance, I saw a plane, and I got overly excited.
Yes.
And I got some footage of the space shuttle coming over the Hollywood Hills, and it was great.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I just heard that story, and I know I did. I hope it wasn't on this here show.
It wasn't, because Good. We haven't spoken of it since it happened. It was many
no,
years ago.
You and I talked about it maybe 72 hours ago.
No. Why would we talk about it?
Because it was fresh on my mind. So that's not the point. The point is we're downstairs at the bar area in this
no,
little lab area. We were downstairs
oh,
moments
in the
ago.
Past.
And the show, the headliners get called up, right? And there's a smattering of applause.
I
think we applauded more than anyone.
Honestly, else. I was concerned because my very first thought was that you guys had somehow tricked me into a live show.
You didn't really believe that.
Let's
go,
like
Tyler. Get up on stage.
Are you high?
Like a 4% of
you
me.
You smoking some dubs before the show tonight?
Dubes.
I may have partaken.
Have you?
Oh,
I can tell. Hey, because he's been a little bit off ever since that guy.
What?
He called me up on the phone about 30 minutes ago when I first pulled up.
No, I've been on. That's you don't realize that when I'm on
dube.
To you, that's off.
So anyways, the point that I'm trying to get to is these three chuckleheads in the female variety get up on stage and they start doing their show.
No, but to be fair, they were called up on stage when there was six people in the bar and three of them were us.
Yeah, well, it's a Wednesday night.
I'm like,
that is,
don't call me up yet.
That is how many a show go in many a small theater.
You just get on stage. I mean, we're planning on doing this probably on a monthly basis, and I'm going to be fine if there's like five, six people.
There should
knock out a show.
It'll
be fun.
What?
It'll be fun.
Wait,
so anyways,
we're
doing
a live
get up
show?
We're going to start doing it here on the reg. So
yeah,
and we're gonna like let people come.
That's
in.
That's right.
And
I remember this conversation the three of us had as the three people who run the
Can
show.
Can I get to the funny part of this conversation of this story? And it involves you, Ty Zeisler.
Oh.
Zip it.
Oh.
Bring it on.
Zip it.
Well, if I was funny, tell me more.
Bring it on.
So
here
up
comes
there.
The funny, everybody.
They're up there doing their chuckleheads. Routine. What if I just kept talking for 60 minutes and never got to the funny part of Tyler, but he was quiet the whole time and it was a success?
Wouldn't be your worst show.
So they're doing their thing and they're talking about their P.O. box and we're a strange
As chicks
book.
Always do. Always talking about their P.O.
Dude,
boxes.
You're interrupting. Ooh. You're funny. I'm getting to your funny.
Sorry. Hold on. Everyone quiet.
So they're doing their thing, and the mic levels are all off, so it's very similar to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Right away, I'm thinking, Oh, God.
Female after disaster.
They're talking about pregnancy and pregnant pauses, and I'm thinking of, like, better lines they could be saying and should be saying, but they're not saying them. And then Tyler leans into me, and he says, very seriously, with no irony at all, he goes, "What is this?"
It's a podcast, Tyler. It's a goddamn podcast.
Here's one of the jokes that they let off with. Have you ever done that thing where you go up to someone and you say, "Hey, when are you expecting?" And then there's a pregnant pause because they're not pregnant. Have you done that? Oh, yep. I feel like such a dick. What am I doing this?
You guys, this is like camping.
And then that's when I rewrote the joke. When, like, it'd be great to, like, be a fat chick. Well, actually, that would suck. But if somebody came up and said,
not if we accepted women for who they really are.
The one good thing about being a fat chick is if somebody
judge them
mistakenly took you as a pregnant chick, you could come back with this zinger. They could be like, "What? Is it a boy or a girl?" "It's fat. I'm expecting fat." That wouldn't be bad. That'd be fun to say over and over again.
What?
"I'm expecting fat."
At least they'd remember you.
"I'm pregnant with fat."
"It's fat."
"I'm expecting a lot more people continually asking me what it is for the rest of my life."
"It's girl fat."
Would you smoke? You eat? What's going on here?
Oh, so are you familiar with the HBO show Silicon Valley?
Yes, I've been told to watch it. I cannot because of TJ Miller.
I had a very Silicon Valley evening because I was invited to a Facebook event in Hollywood.
Yeah,
where there were. It was essentially an email. It was read aloud to everyone while we all drank champagne and ate appetizers. Because now they can stream videos. Oh, I was going to do that from our Facebook page.
Mike, is this adding up to you as an actual thing?
It was a presentation about how now you can stream videos on Facebook, and it's great. That was it.
That's not too shabby.
They did this at a party in a house in Hollywood.
Not a house. It was in a very nice event space.
In the Hollywood Hills?
No, in Hollywood.
Oh.
Hollywood
on Sunset.
Mm-hmm. Was there free food and booze?
Yes. Yeah, that's
champagne.
I've had many drinks.
No, where does the getting high?
That
part
was on
come
the
in?
Drive home.
So we
home,
can't.
But you're here with us.
Are you saying we're going to start
streaming?
I got
streaming? A ride here from a former coworker.
You want to start streaming this show live on Facebook? Is that what you're saying?
No.
We can.
No.
Did you need that presentation to make you aware of this?
No.
Service?
No, I got an email this morning. I entirely forgot about it, and I got to work wearing a shitty t-shirt because we weren't filming today, so I was like, "Oh, I'll just be very casual."
So tapping out of this conversation.
And then my boss was like, "Oh, we have that Facebook thing today." But then
great.
I showed up, and everyone was wearing every millennial you hate who's, like, on Snapchat and Instagram was there. It was just a room full of us.
You're one of us.
Do you guys have people FaceTime you by accident often? Because it's happened to me twice in 2 days where someone's like, "I don't know how to turn this thing off. I don't know how to turn it off."
See nips?
Just dicks.
No.
Mm-hmm. Why is the FaceTime ringtone so annoying?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And the idea of talking to people on FaceTime is annoying too, so.
When's the...
Got that
going. It's
going
to be a long show. It's going to be a long show. I can tell already.
But it's like camping. This is when we do our live show in the desert. We're going to lie down looking up at the stars.
Yeah, so all of us.
I do have to admit this view is far different than I was expecting. I thought I'd be able to see Melrose, but instead I'm just seeing a bunch of people's backyards and they're like orange trees.
But the other way, you can see the hills and it's beautiful.
And over there, I can see downtown.
All right. Well, the listeners can see shit. All right, so let's stop
talking
about
the middle. That's not downtown, by the way. That's Century City, I think.
Oh, is that Century City?
Beverly Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Century City. Everything's so nice
and
pretty.
Avenue of the Stars.
Little circle jerk song.
The worst. That's where our fertility doctor was.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Avenue of the Stars, because I'm rich.
Tyler, I'm going to need you to back off a little.
I'm not rich.
I need you to take it down a couple notches.
Did you use that guy's services, or did you just get pregnant?
No, we used his services.
Got it.
He's based in Pasadena and down here, so we had to...
Jesus Christ!
Both offices.
How loud is that downstairs?
No,
that,
I don't think
that's
anyone
the
can
female
hear
after disaster.
Nope, that's the main stage with Brad Williams and who? All right, so Mike, what's going on? Where we did the show last week at the bar upstairs in the lounge area. Yeah.
It was
tonight,
open.
When we walked in, there was a man with a shirt off back there.
What?
Not in very good shape.
I don't know.
And he had a spray tan bottle in front of him, and he was talking to one of the female after disasters.
Wait.
It's got to be some part of their show.
What?
It's a bad part. I don't like it.
There's a dude without a shirt on in that room right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hey, guys! Yeah. So.
It's definitely part of their show.
Can someone get my back? All right, that's your one funny thing you said. So Mike and I are laying on our backs, and we're staring at the cloudy sky. Tyler, stop! Don't touch my stomach!
Great. Are you going to do that when we're camping?
Tyler is sitting up and fucking with us. And we are, I guess we're directly above the main stage at the Improv.
Yes, now, we are.
What are we going to talk about on our show, though? Because that's what's important. That's what the people have come to listen to.
Let's talk about how we send our valuable Patreon members broken merchandise.
Well, it wasn't broken when we shipped it off. Okay,
or
so
was
everyone,
it?
Everyone, with the exception of the Canadian
I
listener,
that I was mad.
With the exception of the Canadian listener, should have their mugs by now, if not by now, like within the next day or two.
I guarantee half of them broken.
I don't guarantee that at all.
Half.
If they are broken, please just send us a picture so that we can make a collage.
If there's half of them broken, if you got a broken one, you're not a true listener.
What? Are you, Tyler?
What?
I don't have...
That's a fair response.
I don't even understand what that means.
So
what the universe has decided
you're not a true listener.
What are we going to do to make up for it? Are we just going to send that guy a bottle of glue, or are we going to send him a new mug?
That's what Mike answered on text. He said, let's just send him some glue,
How about this for a repayment? To the people that have broken mugs, Mike and I will do a show next week, minus Ty Ty.
Hmm.
Just for the Patreon listeners.
Are we really doing that?
Why would you take away value? I don't understand. This was the...
Mike seems to be into it.
Yeah, because Mike gets to still be on the show. This was the email from Eric. Hey, AD. Got my mug in the mail today. And not to my surprise, here's how it looked. Insert photo of shattered mug.
The prettiest mug we made, too.
It's actually a very nice mug.
That was a good one.
The rest of the pieces were too small and sharp to gather without bringing self-harm into the picture.
Mm.
Just like the show, I'm sure the mug had its moments.
Mm-hmm.
Love, Eric.
Mm. All right, so we'll get Eric a new mug. And if anyone else is having issues with their mugs... Let us know. Nope. And the Canadian one will be on.
Mean.
All right. So people have been asking me how the cats.
Eric had a follow up.
People have been asking you what?
How are my cats doing?
Eric said,
are your cats doing?
My one cat is doing great. Does my mic sound completely fucked all of a sudden?
Yes.
No.
It sounds
what
like
happened?
You're talking into it.
That was pretty good.
Man, biggest fan.
What's up with your cat? Because Tara's got a cat now, and I can tell, even though she will not admit it, she's not thrilled with how things are turning out.
Why? Her social media says otherwise. She's acting like she loves that cat.
I love that cat. It's the best behaved cat in my eyes.
Mm.
That cat is so loving, and it's so cool.
Right.
Looking.
Why doesn't she
and
like
acting.
It?
Well, she might be a little spoiled. And I came over, and I'm like... And she just looked like the world came to an end. I'm like, what's up? Louie broke my mirror. And I'm like, well, she's got a big mirror leaning against the TV.
His name's Louie?
Like a full-size mirror just leaning against the TV, and it's very, very, very ready to fall. And Louie knocked it down.
Is it black?
No.
Oh.
Anderson.
What?
Well, what does that mean?
Is the cat black?
Yes. Oh, is that extra bad luck you mean?
No, because of Louie Armstrong.
No, the cat is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah,
looking.
He did break all the mirrors.
He's black!
Oh.
Yeah, Louis Armstrong, mirror breaker.
No. You got.
Wait, what?
Why is the cat's name Louis? Does this microphone sound completely fucked?
No, it sounds fine.
No.
You fucking weirdo.
Am I getting contact high from Ty Ty?
No, I think you're losing your hearing from 20 years of bad radio.
It's true. It's pretty true. Speaking of bad radio, last night, and I would be playing this clip for you tonight or today on the show, and I'll play it for you.
Impression.
It's a good cat. Mike just showed us a picture of
he's
Tara.
Got the one ear is missing because it was mangled off, and the eye is like scarred, so it's shut most of the time.
He's a badass like Game of Thrones cat.
I like Louis.
You just cue me when to do the Dr. Drew. I know what to say.
All right, so we're going to get to Puddle's Pity Party as well on this program. And I also want to talk about a device.
A tight solar system?
What?
You're telling me what
are you talking about?
A tight solar
system. Tight solar system. Tyler. I also want to talk about something that Cadillacs and other luxury automobiles used to have back in my day, and I think that Mike will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Cigarette lighters?
You know, let's just get right into this.
Yeah, do it.
Do you remember back in the day when you had a luxury automobile?
Came with chicks.
You'd drive close to a curb?
Oh, yeah.
Feelers.
Yes, feelers.
They're called feelers?
Yeah.
You know?
Feelers.
How do you know?
Yeah.
What?
Because Thai people have them.
Thai
I have feelers.
Thai
old people have them still, and they don't make them anymore, as far as I can tell.
I have not seen one in years.
No, but it's amazing how loud they were inside the car.
So they're like these, I think a lot of people probably don't know what they are, right?
Yeah.
I would think a lot of our younger listeners, especially.
I have not seen one
Tyler
on a car in 15 or 20 years.
We need to make AD additions, and everyone should have them.
I love it, because when you get close to the curb, it just goes...
So they're almost like, what are they like? They're like springy extensions.
Yeah, like an antenna sticking out of the side of your car.
They look terrible.
Yeah, they look
ridiculous. Awful. Yeah, they look awful.
It looks like your wheels are Sputnik.
You know what else they had in cars in the 50s and 60s? They had the knobs on the steering wheel.
Those are
tight.
Those are tight.
That'll hit you right in the balls.
That's illegal.
Wait, what?
It's illegal.
Wait, why is it illegal?
I bet, because I'm sure many people got like caught up on their scarves with the knob and they died.
They were called necker knobs because people would steer while they were making it.
That pronounce
your arm around
slowly.
Your girlfriend.
Necker knobs.
Like necking.
Yes.
Like you would put your arm around your girlfriend's neck while you're strangling her because she doesn't listen.
They were called feelers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you think Amazon sells them?
I doubt it.
100%. Curb feelers, 100%.
Wait till you punch in feelers on the internet and see what comes up.
I might have to get some for my car.
Feelers, redirected to NAMBLA.com.
Why is NAMBLA involved in our... Oh, because of it.
Feelers.
Tyler, get your fucking mic off!
Feelers, groovy.
I'm trying.
Why does my mic sound so bad?
Did you see a car?
Your mic sounds great.
Did you see a car with those? Is that why you're reminded of it?
No, I brought it up because as I violently smashed into the curb, I started yelling to Jillian about
there should be an invention for this.
when I was a kid, before I could drive, everyone had these things, antennas that shot off the side to let you know when you're hitting the curb.
But
she's
honest
confused.
With you, everyone didn't have them. It was old people.
Well, I want them. Curb feelers.
I want them too
Boom. Got them. In automotive. I'm going to have to get some.
That's great.
$11!
I'm getting some too.
Oh, they got $13 ones that are chrome curb feelers.
I'm getting one too.
Oh, yes.
And I'm the bad one on the program.
I'm going to put like 50 of them.
As the guy's checking out through Amazon buying curb feelers.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. I want to put them up and down
so
the sides.
Excited.
Of
yes.
I want to have like 50 of them, so
you
my car looks
such
like
a cock
like
with those on your shit ass Lexus.
No, it's gonna be great.
I'm gonna like zip by like young kids on their skateboards and just like wing their tips.
I want to run electricity through that baby and shock dogs and cats.
What?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Oh no! Speaking of cats and dogs, went by. I couldn't take what was going on in the Loveland Studios a couple nights ago. Yeah. I just could not take it during the breaks. Like I wanted. I know that people say, you know, I just wanted to kill myself. I really did. I was like looking at my mic cord and looking at like pillars on the ceiling thinking I could just as a statement to the conversation that's occurring right here,
what
right
was
now.
It?
I can't say, but it was really infuriating.
Okay. Thanks for bringing it up.
So I fled. I got out of the studio and I went down the hall and I went in to say hi to producer Ann and the 27 year producer of Loveline.
She's only 27.
She's been on the show for like 27 years and
she's 28.
In the screener booth down the hall, and she's on some website, and she's looking at it, and I'm looking over her shoulder. I'm like, oh, it's a cute puppy. Look at that. And then I read the headline, and it said Chinese Festival of Dog
Festival.
Skinning occurring next week.
Yep.
Watch video here. And she's watching puppy murder porn.
What?
And she's furious. And I said... What's going on? And she says, well, this is a festival. It's been going on for decades in China where they, every year...
Why would she watch that,
They
though?
Gather all the dogs together, yes. And they slaughter them,
it's
and
true.
they skin a lot of them alive.
Yep.
And I
said... find a video of a horse getting killed on the internet and send it to her and go, thought
no,
you'd
she's
like
not watching
thinking
it with enthusiasm.
You.
She's furious, but she's capable of watching it, and I'm such a pap.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to watch it.
I can't do it.
No, but don't want to watch it.
I'm giving her a $50 bill and saying, please, because I said, why are you watching this? She goes, I'm donating my time and my money and anything I can. I'm like, but how do you watch it? Because I can't even look at it.
Yeah, you got to get your money converted into yen.
I'm going to give her a $50 bill and say, please just do something good with this and don't buy yourself like a, you know, like some curb feelers or something. Do something for the cause.
Wait, you're donating money to Anne because she
I'm
was
giving
upset
Anne
by a
$50
video?
To do something with it because I can't look into it that I'm that much of a pussy. I can't do it, which makes me
a
horrible
person. Well,
is
there an organization you can give money to or
that's
is she
what
just
she's doing
randomly
right now.
Trying to find?
I guess Ricky Gervais and Simon Cowell. And
no.
Oh,
wait,
off.
No. Ricky Gervais is the one that likes to skin the dogs.
No, he's not. That's
no,
not,
that's
not
you're,
true.
That's
I think you have your information confused.
That's the wrong person to give
so
money to.
So I'm
going to
give her the cash and say, please do something. Mm. And she goes, I said, why? She's like, yeah, that little puppy right there, he was skinned alive. I'm like, well, no, he wasn't. They might just be doing that to get more money out of you. She's like, no, I just watched the video. You want to see it? No!
Oh, God.
My friend.
No, I don't.
How do you start skinning a puppy?
And I said, why do they skin them alive? And
you start the tail.
The meat.
Sorry, Anne's not here to back up her statement, but she here's her response.
Peel like a banana, and you just pull really hard.
Anne was furious, as am I. Anne's response was, I don't know, it makes their fucking dicks harder. They're fucking horrible people. I don't know.
Oh,
So I guess it's got a name. Jillian was familiar with it.
I think it's the Lucian Festival. It's something like that.
I don't understand how that's an actual thing. How is that a thing?
You know what?
But culturally...
Stop it. That's what Jillian was saying. She's like, well, you know what? They could come over here and say we're all hypocrites because look at our meat packing industry and what meat you
but we could build a poster with a cow on one side and a dog on the other and go, which one's cuter?
Yeah, but that...
Yeah, we could build a poster.
A dog cuter? We'd be like, yes, sir.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying if you have always grown up in civilization that views dogs as the same as like a chicken or something, then, you know.
How?
I mean, I don't know. But the same way you don't eat pigs and I eat pigs.
Yeah, I eat pigs.
The same way some people eat dolphins and you don't eat... And
who eats dolphins?
I think we don't eat dolphins.
The Japanese.
Reaper.
You ever see the Cove? This microphone needs to be thrown away.
It sounds good.
It sounds good. I think it sounds better than it's ever sounded. Your headphones.
It might be my contact tie.
Just because what you say isn't funny doesn't mean the mic isn't good.
The mic sounds fine.
You see these mics? You guys got Tyler's got an orange one mic. You got a blue one there. Mine's all black. Most all the microphones I've ever worked with over my 20-year span in here in radio is they're always black.
Yeah.
And I forget why. I forget where my mind was drifting or why I was thinking of how cool it would be to have an all-white mic with a mic muff.
I bet you Kanye has one.
Very pompous.
Yeah. It was because Liberace probably had one. With this show and making a statement that was ridiculous and over the top, and I think it was like if we did another Blacker disaster, we'd have all like pure white mics or something stupid like that. Yeah.
What?
And then I'm like, you know what? I've never seen a mic.
For the record, no.
I've never seen a white mic.
For the record, no.
I've never seen a white muff. That's what they call
I have. I've seen gold mics, white mics. They make them in all different colors for people.
But the muff. Have you ever seen the muff? Like the little condom for the mic? The little.
This thing right here?
Yeah.
Sure.
You've seen white ones.
They come in all colors, yeah.
Imagine.
Well, white is not a good color for this.
Exactly.
Because food is coming out of your...
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine a white mic muff that's been used for 10 years in the same studio.
How much do you think it would be on Amazon?
Even worse on that is imagine putting that in hot water and making soup out of it.
What? Yeah, that's the only thing worse.
Disgusting. The worst.
Hey, you seen those settler ads for Time Warner?
Very good. Very good ads.
So good. Yeah. Jillian and I get in arguments on the weekly because I will be fast-forwarding through the commercial breaks of a certain program we might be watching, and I'll see that, and I'll stop, and I'll rewind to watch it, and she gets pissed. But they are so good.
They're pretty good.
The gray soup. We're providers.
Yeah.
You get one lick off the family lolly every harvest moon.
Yeah, they're pretty clever. Too bad it doesn't make me want to buy whatever they're selling.
DirecTV, the best. I love those ads. And there's nothing better than a really good ad.
The only thing good
ads are great, but they're far and few between now compared to how they used to be. Back in the day, they had clever, funny ads.
Real quick, Ty went after finding white mic muffs on Amazon.
Yeah, they're
on
there.
He was spouting guaranteed moments ago.
No.
I literally watched this, Mike. I watched him close his phone in defeat, put it down on the roof.
On here,
on the
right
slope.
Here.
On the roof
right
slope.
Here.
And
it just wasn't funny for the bit.
His phone slid down the slope to his feet.
Look, universal fuzzy outdoor microphone white muffs.
No, those aren't. That's the furry kind.
Okay.
Those are the furry ones.
Okay.
Is Guns N' Roses playing downstairs?
Yes.
Jesus Christ, I've never noticed how loud it is up here. Birds are getting a free show. We got to stop that.
Well, put your dick away.
Stop that.
When am I going to do my Dr. Drew?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so last night. I'll play this next week if I think of it.
Okay.
I'll play the actual clip. I'm not suggesting you go find the show, but here's
Chopper.
Exactly how it happened. And it's infuriating. And I don't know how to, I just don't, I really, it's one of those things where I'm almost more curious than I am annoyed and hurt and pissed about it. But it's it'd be one thing if it was an isolated incident, but it's just kind of par for the course.
$9.
So all right, we found $9. A white muff. We found
$9.
A white muff. All right, put your phone away from my head. So the show is ending last night. We have a fill-in host this week.
Yeah.
He's plugging his weekly podcast with Perez Hilton. And then Emily's in there every night, and she's plugging. This is the very end of the show last night on Loveline. She's plugging her show, Sex with Emily, that I co-host once a week with her. And then Drew's plugging like his 3 or 7 podcasts that he does. And then Emily, who's so sweet and she's so supportive. It's right towards the end of the show. I am the steward of the clock on that show. It's my responsibility. I'm on top of it. I deal with that. Emily, the show's ending. Emily says, oh, wait, and Anderson has a podcast.
There's no time.
Exactly how it happened. She says, he has a podcast, too. And fucking Drew steps on her and says, no time. And I just look at him and slowly push the button to make the show end. And I'm like, I just don't get it, Drew. I've been nothing but supportive and nice. I don't get it. If I was a total fucking dick to you, which...
Yeah, I wonder what the dealio is.
Maybe if I'm a dick, maybe he's like an abuse survivor.
But maybe that would be like if we hosted this show and then one of those girls downstairs tried to promote that show.
No,
I'm out of time.
I don't get it. Every show that I listen to, like, they are always helping out the other people. Because if you work in radio, the only way to actually make ends meet, because they pay so horribly, is you got to do your own thing. Like, you listen to Stern, the last 10 minutes of the show is plugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Butt plugs, hair plugs.
Yep. Drain plugs.
What are those?
Plugs the dog.
Did hair plugs already get some?
Puddles the clown. There's a segue for you.
How does puddles and plugs?
It sounds like it.
But not at all.
So Mike fell in love last night.
I did.
After sending us the creepiest photo
yeah.
of a giant clown man checking his phone in a stairwell.
Yeah, that was creepy.
So last night, Puddles Pity Party played at this very building, the building that we're in.
Background for those not familiar. He's a giant 8-foot clown.
I think most people that listen to the show are somewhat familiar. Because
he's the man that ate a hot dog and winked at Anderson.
Yes. And I liked him very much when I saw him at Festival Supremely Disinterested last year. What did you name that title of that episode?
I don't know.
Festival Supremely Disappointed.
Something like that.
At the same time that I saw...
Oh, did I do something funny?
D. Antford. And then Jillian and I went and saw him earlier this year at the Roxy, the world-famous Roxy on the Sunset Strip, and it was phenomenal. I had never seen anything like it, and I've been going on and on about it.
Yeah.
He was eating like 8 pieces of gum the night that I saw him, and then he kept...
Oh, yeah, he was chewing gum last night,
too.
Oh,
was he? Last night as well? Because I knew he was doing eggs last night.
Well, he was chewing gum. He was eating eggs.
What?
And chips.
So he did a show with Bobcat Goldthwait and friends in the lab where Mike did his show a couple weeks ago, and Mike got to see Puddles in person for the first time.
Yeah.
And...
I'll tell you the experience. It's Bobcat's weekly show that he does here every Tuesday night. It's about a 45-seat room, and he always brings, like, good comics. And it's a good, really, really great comedy show, especially if you like Bobcat, because he and Caitlin Gill, who is his roommate, go up there.
Wait,
they do.
Or was.
Bobcat has a roommate?
He has 4 roommates.
What?
What is he, like, in college again?
Yep. Yep.
He went back to college.
He's got a filmmaker named Mike, and he's got Caitlin and her girlfriend. And his daughter lives in the guest house.
What does Mike make?
I don't know.
Films?
I don't know.
No, like money-wise.
No, Mike, what kind of movies?
$2,300 a year.
Is it Mike Nichols?
Yes, it's a dead Mike Nichols. That's funny you said that, because that came up on the show last night.
Mike
what
Nichols?
About what yeah, about Mike Dimes?
Sure did.
Why did Mike Nichols come
what's
up on
Mike,
that?
What's Mike Dimes
So it's
doing?
A regular comedy show, but it's different.
Can I tell you that I'm jealous of roommate Mike, the filmmaker
about,
that lives with Bobcat?
What about Mike?
I want to live with Bobcat.
What about Mike Quarters?
You probably can.
What's Mike Penny's doing?
If a room opens up.
What do you think Mike filmmaker that lives with him right now would think of Anderson filmmaker moving in?
I don't
what's
know.
Oh, that's a sitcom.
What's Mike Sacagawea coins doing?
You're going to go to the red with
turn
that.
Turn your mic off. Please turn it off.
Okay, I did not expect that much from Puddles. I've seen the videos. My biggest revelation was, so I had to sit through an entire comedy show, but I was going back and forth. I was shooting some photos in this room.
What's going on with Puddles during the show?
The entire show, Puddles sat in the front row and ate. He ate a bag of chips. He made like a sandwich at the table. and he was eating hard-boiled eggs. Like just slowly sticking them in his mouth.
No.
And then he would take the bag. Oh, I got to send
you
the clip.
Because he's not a maniac.
I got to send you the video clip. The part that infuriated me was people didn't know who he was. So the people sitting around him, he would take his bag of chips and put it towards them and shake it. And they'd look at it and then they just put their head back towards the stage and ignore him. And he just sit there shaking.
Okay,
it.
Now I know it might be hard for you to put yourself in their mindset because you were
I don't
familiar
want a
with
giant
him.
Yeah, clown shaking
right.
chips.
What do you
right.
do? What do you do if you have no idea who he is?
Absolutely.
You don't know that he's going to be part of the show.
Correct.
But I don't think you would do that. I don't think you would be like rude.
I would take some chips.
Probably take some chips.
Yeah,
you'd probably be whispering to whoever you're at the table with, like, "What's the deal?"
But
with
it
this
happened
clown?
Twice. It happened to the girl to his left and to the guy to his right, or with the guy to his right, and both times after they didn't take the chips. Puddles just stared at them. I'm going to send you the video. I'm going to send you the clip because you're going to love it. And it was a look of disgust and dismay and total shock. and he held it well over 30 seconds. Like, he just sat there with his head just like...
Is there any concern he's not doing that to be funny?
Okay.
Wait, you got to tell the story about how Bobcat met him.
Yeah, I will. So
he told me this last night. I was parked in my driveway at home, and I
I assumed because of that picture you found of him and Bobcat online, they're friends, because Bobcat's friends with everybody.
Right.
He knows everybody.
That was when I first found out about Puddles. It was from my buddy Trevor, who saw him at the original Magic Castle, which is in downtown LA somewhere at an old house that's like in shambles, but that's where the Magic Castle began.
Yeah.
And he's like, my buddy Trevor.
Wait, not the current one under the sushi restaurant?
No, that's the second one.
What?
The original one is downtown.
This one is
what?
No. The downtown one is totally different. Some guy started.
But that's where it,
it
began.
No. This Magic Castle has been there since like the 50s or
40s. Yes, this one's been there since the 30s.
What?
I'm telling you. My buddy Trevor is like on the board now, and they have a fight.
He's on the board.
He donated a bunch of money to the cause.
Literally,
and they have like
a board.
They have his name is on one of the seats in the audience. Now he's in. Like Trevor is like one of the dudes over there.
I'm bored.
And he was over there. And one of the first nights he went to the original Magic Castle, and that's when Puddles came out. And he's like, Anderson, Trevor and I were having dinner, and he's like, I got to tell you about this guy. You're going to love him. And I was intrigued, and then I finally saw him at Festival.
Yeah.
And I've been obsessed ever since.
So here's the thing about it. Here's the takeaway. So Puddles sat in the front row making everybody uncomfortable, and I assumed Bob.
Oh, and then, I'm sorry. And then I did some research, and I found a picture of them. One of the very first pictures that I found of Puddles after Trevor told me about him was Puddles and Bobcat. And I clicked on it, and it took me to Bobcat's Facebook page, and that was his profile picture.
Yeah.
And it was very
Puddles
strange.
And Bobcat sounds like the cutest cartoon. But if you actually Puddles, and, Puddles Bobcat. And Bobcat, it's
that sounds like a great
completely
animated
opposite.
Film. Yeah. So I told Bob, I go, I know how many cool friends you have and stuff. Cause Bob is friends with everybody. He's friends with Keith Richards.
Anderson,
he was friends with Bowie.
Tyler,
like the people would call him at home and make, you know, like David Bowie used to drunk call him all
Bert
the time.
Banks.
And he still has all these great, like cool celebrity
does
friends.
Does he do his real voice for like his
100% of the time, all the time.
Wait, what?
All the time. He never does the Bobcat
Bob
voice.
Doesn't, he doesn't really do that voice anymore at
no,
all.
No, I'm saying that's his real voice.
Bobcat.
That crazy voice. That's the real one.
He kind of drew that from. He
and he
did
only
have
does that for his
injury.
True friends.
Yeah. He was in a motorcycle accident when he was younger, and he kind of did do that for a while, and he kind of tapped into that for his act for a long time. He doesn't lean on that anymore.
Doesn't do it at all.
Yeah. Except for his true friends. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't understand what we're arguing.
I just assumed Bob and Puddles were friends.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Bob said.
Assuming was a mistake because Bob goes, I don't know what's going to happen. This is so weird. And I was like, you don't know what's going to happen? He goes, I have no idea. He goes, I don't know what's going to He wanted to sit in the front row.
He didn't invite him to the show? He just showed up?
He was on the bill.
He invited him to the show.
But that was the extent
Puddles,
of the conversation.
So
here's
Bob does
Puddles.
A weekly show, and he invites comedians to be a part of the show.
And he has
week.
Great people show up. Like he, I can't say when, but he's got Eric Idle is doing one of them. Tom Kenny's doing one. He's got like really cool people.
Tom Kenny cancel.
After disaster.
Like last time I saw it was 3 weeks ago, and he had all these, you know, the bass player from REM was here,
Joey
Mike Mills, and a bunch of other cool.
He's got
don't
terribly
even bring
awesome
that name
news.
Up.
All right.
You bastard.
That's Tyler the Stone one was talking
to get
over.
The
don't
show canceled
it.
After that.
Who can cancel this? This is uncancelable.
We're on the fucking roof. We're kings.
Yeah.
The only people that cancel us are those people with a noise ordinance.
No,
complaint.
You know what?
What if they were down there with like a microphone pointing at us?
What if Female After Disaster tapped in and they're like, they're sexist and racist. Get them off the iTunes.
Get them off the roof.
All right.
Once again, the men feel like they have to be on top
on
of us.
Roof.
They're up on the roof doing their podcast.
So Bob says, I don't know what's
going
to happen.
Just don't lock it. You can close it, Sam.
You can do whatever you like.
Sam is now closing the door.
And
on the roof.
We're stuck on the roof.
So
I'm going to die up here and never see my son again.
Bob was...
Skeleton on the
you're
roof
welcome.
Of the improv.
Bob was getting a tattoo, and he walked through the lobby
this
of the
is
tattoo
months,
parlor.
Years ago.
I don't know.
A while ago.
Yesterday.
And he goes, I walked through the lobby, and there he was sitting in the lobby.
Walked through the lobby
there.
Of the tattoo parlor.
Yeah. How big is the tattoo parlor?
And Bob goes, I was in the back for at least an hour.
Wait.
And the
I don't
owner,
know if you set that up... Puddles was sitting in the,
lobby
by
not
himself.
Not talking to anybody, just sitting there.
In full makeup.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just with his briefcase, I wonder?
I don't know.
Again, for everyone who doesn't know, he's a 7-foot man covered head to toe in white paint and wearing an all-white, creepy old, like, imagine a 1910 French clown.
It's Pavarotti.
Yeah. That's what he is.
Pavarotti.
Yeah, that's correct.
The famous tenor?
But he did the clown, the sad clown. I saw it on Seinfeld.
Pagliacci.
I don't know. I don't speak Italian.
Pavarotti
so,
is
so Bob
is one
said
of the
he's getting
tenors.
A tattoo. The giant clowns in the lobby, in the front, and the owner's wife came back and said, "Oh, we have a situation out here." Like she was freaked out because he wasn't talking; he was just sitting there.
Agreed.
And she thought it was like some kind of weird terrorist activity. That's when Bobcat met him. That's probably when that picture was taken.
And he hasn't really had much contact since.
I don't know. I'm sure he has.
Was
sure he
Puddles
has.
Getting a tattoo?
I'm not.
No. And Puddles doesn't talk.
Maybe Puddles was a model for a tattoo that a big fan was getting of him, and he showed up to be maybe. Like the in.
Puddles in, kind of looks like the circus liquor clown.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit, but I mean, that's a pretty...
That's a happier clown.
Here's what makes
Puddles.
Do people
know that reference?
Here's what makes Puddles.
Like six people?
Okay, a lot of people in the audience didn't know who Puddles was and didn't know it was a joke. And they were just sitting there with their arms crossed.
It's not a joke. It's performance art.
Yeah. And I could tell
which I
they
feel
were
like
growing.
You would hate.
They were growing.
I would. It's a fine line, and you either nail it,
yeah.
you stick,
and he
and
nails
great,
it.
Or
he nails
it's,
it.
It's
how am I doing?
It's a slippery. You're horrible. You are not nailing. Not sticking
he
the landing.
He nails it. You know who else is a trained professional clown? Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, that Logan chick inside was talking about him doing something similar to Puddles.
Oh.
Wait, really?
To me?
Tonight.
When?
I didn't hear it.
When we were scarfing down tacos before the program.
Maybe I was
that
out.
Ever happened.
So,
it all happened.
So Puddles gets up there, kills a couple of minutes by not doing anything.
Nothing.
It's very uncomfortable, and you're like, nothing's going to happen.
He pushes the envelope.
And then he just launches into two songs, and it was beautiful, and it was fantastic. And every single person in that room, many people were brought to tears. Many people.
Wow.
Many people were crying. A friend of mine, Andrew, who came to see the show, was in tears afterwards.
What?
And went straight to Puddles and got a huge, long hug. Anybody who wanted a hug got a hug. I got three. Thanks.
I didn't get any. I got none. Hugs. When I saw him at the Roxy, Jillian and I were late, and we had to book out of there. We were the first ones out. He was standing by the exit, chewing his gum, and like he had a little sign up, and then it said, come in for
did
cuddles.
Did you see the picture of him leaving?
Wait. Yes. He had a sign that says, come in for cuddles?
Yes, he has a little like a cardboard sign, and he sets it up at his feet, and it says, come in for cuddles. And Jillian and I waved at him. He nodded towards us, and we zipped it out of there because I had to go. And I have had so many
regrets. Yeah.
It's like the hot chick that I could have banged in high school.
Yeah,
and I said, no, thank you. I don't like coffee. And I went home. And I feel that same kind, and I'm not kidding. I feel the same kind of regret. I need
Anderson,
Puddles.
Anderson, I felt, like I felt like I saw something special last night.
Very special.
And especially in that little room with him 4 feet in front of me where I was sitting on the ground with the
Mike
video
calls
camera.
Me up last night at like 12:30. And he goes,
oh, thanks.
Part of me thinks maybe you should have quit your job and come to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Because you missed something special.
He also sent us an email that said, Puddles, don't share.
Yes.
The only downer of the entire...
Which is a very friendly
the only downer of the whole night. Even though him
was
leaving...
When he died, it was really
him leaving
sad.
The club was touching as hell. Because it was just him by himself walking through the parking lot really slowly.
How were people not bugging him?
Then no one bugged him. And then he just stood on the side. There was no one here. It was like 12, 15
Did he valet his car? Was he waiting for valet?
No, he had someone pick him up.
Oh, I don't like that.
And that was my only disappointment.
Was it a driver or a
friend? Was when a brand new white Audi pulls around the corner and Puddles gets in. I'm like, no! No!
At least it's white, though. He's staying with the theme. I like that.
He should have got on the bus and taken it one stop and then gotten a limo.
I think it was his wife.
He should have totally got on a bus. You're right, Tyler. Yeah. But did this white Audi have curb feelers?
I think it was his wife because I think she was in the show.
Was she wearing all white?
I'll tell you what I liked about this one, though. That made it really special.
Yeah.
He wasn't singing to a tape. He had a live piano player.
That's
and
cool.
They just met.
Well, in your video, in the video you sent us that we can't share, am I allowed to describe it?
Of course.
No, Tyler, you're not allowed to.
Do I need to talk to the...
The part where he's drawing Muhammad, you shouldn't talk about that.
Nah, don't bring that up.
What?
I
That's what you bring to the show?
I did not have the balls to go, is there any way you can plug the After Disaster so I can, like, one up the ICP?
Huh?
Oh, we only do clown-related liners?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, he doesn't talk. So that's why
Wait, hold on.
Can you sing the after?
I have his liner.
That's good.
You just talked all over
it. I get it. No, that's how I used to imitate Fred Durst when he did a week on Loveline. He was a co-host for a week on Loveline.
It's all about the she's a bullshit.
Here's my interpretation of Fred Durst doing Loveline.
Your interpretation?
Hi, I'm Anderson.
It's not much for talking.
He didn't talk.
Hi.
Hey, oh yeah, oh yeah. So, Mike, you had an exchange with him out front, though,
yeah,
right?
Why don't you explain
how that went
down? I said, I hope you come back. And he leaned down and he goes, yes.
First,
what?
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's like the guy throwing you the jersey in that old Coke commercial.
How'd you know that was
me? Second time this has come up on this show, but that was Mean Joe Green, and it was for the Coke commercial in the 70s.
The kid's name was
and
Mike.
It used to make me cry.
Why are you mad?
Because I don't know why that stupid commercial's coming up twice.
We've told 40 stories 900
times.
Wait, you had another exchange with Puddles before that, though.
Mental note. Oh, I told him, I said, don't worry, I'm not going to post any of this stuff, but if you want it, you can have it, and just get my phone number from Bobcat. And he went.
He nodded.
And then he hugged me.
Again.
And I thought that was personal. Then
I'm hugging everybody
Oh,
else.
Yeah, this is great. So Mike sees him hugging a bunch of other people afterwards, and I totally get it. Like, he was jealous.
But let me tell you about his hugs. Let me tell you about his hugs. Yeah. They're not a pat on the back, like, thanks, hug.
They're cuddles.
It's a cuddle. He holds you.
There's something
Did
so
Did you feel
odd
like a tension release?
He's tapping into something.
No,
guys.
I was happy.
He's tapping.
I was happy.
That picture, have you posted that picture publicly?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the greatest.
I swear to God.
It's my favorite picture I've ever seen of you. I was happy.
Like,
yeah,
that
black and white photo, that's a great photo.
That's a different picture.
No, that's someone else
put
took
on
that.
Instagram.
Oh. I was right behind
Wait,
him.
Wait, you didn't take that photo?
No.
The photo sucks.
I think that girl that just came out here to close
Sam.
The door did.
Sam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now we're stuck up here because of her.
Nah, it's only close. They're probably doing a recording
in
there.
Wait. Why are we on that roof?
Tyler, settle down.
We could be in that room.
I asked, well, you know why?
Because the view in that room is just a rubble.
No, he's talking about the...
No.
There's a second level to the roof.
There's a higher ladder.
Yeah, I don't
How
think
do you get the equipment up there?
Yeah, you know what?
It's a whole thing.
Wait, try climbing that
What do you mean how do you get up
ladder.
There? It's just a ladder. That's
it's
how you get
whole
up there.
It's a thing,
that's,
Tyler.
That's literally how you get up there, is the ladder.
Yeah, with the equipment and I don't have a Sherpa to help me.
It fits in a backpack.
This would have been a good place to watch the riots from.
Isn't even the roof.
Back
in the congratulations to Bob Bryan also having a child copycat. Even though he got somebody, a listener sent me a very funny email, which I would not bring up on the film ball because it's inappropriate.
Don't have time.
They said, "Wow, congratulations, Anderson, getting your wife pregnant and Brian's pregnant in the same month. Pretty impressive."
That is funny.
It was kind of funny.
Someone also tweeted us saying that now Anderson's kid will be able to complain to Tyler's kid about something that Brian's kid said on their podcast.
I don't get it. It's too much stuff to follow.
It's because we all have kids.
Do you
all
think
podcasts.
A chick?
Hell yeah.
Has been so hot.
Big tits.
So hot that she's just killing it on
she's
Tinder.
She's a cashier at Whole Foods. Yes, I do think that's
I
the
do.
Case.
And she has like a huge ego and she wants to see how far she could take it. Don't cuddle me, Tyler.
Yeah, you're not a
and
clown.
And she posts
Jesus.
Up on Grindr to see if she can get any takers.
Mm.
Just to feed the ego.
That's
you
good.
Think?
That's good.
You think it's ever happened?
Yes.
I bet it has.
Grindr is different than...
Grindr's for the gays.
Okay, got it.
Grindr's for the gays.
Wait, but can lesbians be on Grindr? Or do they have their own thing?
I don't know.
I actually don't know. I'm not trying to be...
Scissor.
Like, that's not a, like,
they have
scissor.
It's not
being a dumb joke.
They have the Tribber.
Scissor.
Tribbing.
Scissor.
All right. We're not that show. We don't talk about Tribbing on this program.
I was looking for... I found a great gift for your...
Hey, were you
your,
down there
your
to
child?
Watch the baby come out there? Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's like a $2,700
kitty ride, refurbished back to new condition. Mm. It didn't have an orca.
It looks like someone chopped the back out of Flipper.
Yeah,
though.
It does kind of look
like not
yeah.
good.
Why'd
like
they paint
Japanese,
it red? That's weird.
For everyone who's confused chef. About what we're talking about, you know those little horses outside the supermarket that you could ride for 20
kitty
cents?
Ride. It's a kitty
it's
ride.
It's a dolphin, except it looks like the dorsal area has been hacked
like
out
a
with
chef.
A
yeah, sure does.
Machete.
Hey, kids, I hate to do this.
They painted it red.
I have to go.
Wait, what?
Okay.
I got to go, and we haven't even hit an hour yet.
You said 9:15.
No, I got to be on the road by 9:15. My car is down
okay,
the road.
But you were talking about something before you showed us the...
Let's do five
the,
more minutes at least.
The dolphin.
I wasn't. I was talking about Grindr. And
if you want me to
tripping.
Do another half an hour solo.
Something after that.
And I was talking about... No. I don't think I... No.
I mean, you can leave.
This week on the film
going.
I guess when this is over, you can just tune into Miscellaneous Adventures from the World of Mike Carano.
I've never heard of that.
That. There's a couple hours
this week
of
on the film vault. No time!
It's pretty entertaining.
This week on the Film Vault, we do top five scenes where Brad Pitt eats.
A woman.
Nope. Stop it.
I don't have the control anymore. This is the manual.
I can't believe the show is getting physical.
Whoa.
The show is just...
That's tight.
That was pretty good.
You just ruined my mic.
I made your mic better. It's taller.
It won't go down. Ah,
Jesus Christ.
So bad.
Now there's damage being done.
There might be blood. There might be blood.
There might
do you
be
realize
blood.
If this is the first episode we ever do this podcast, we'd never do another one?
How much... Worse would There Will Be Blood be if it was called There Might Be Blood.
There Might Be Blood.
That would be a terrible movie.
Yeah. No,
that's
there
a
might
PG
be
blood. Version.
No, no.
That's there, a PG.
There could be blood.
There could be bluff. Could be a little blood.
Could be
some blood.
Yeah. Just letting you know, FYI, could be blood.
No time.
Don't worry,
hey,
it's fake.
Is Dr. Drew in the Panama Papers?
What?
What
is that?
The Panama Papers.
The Panama Papers, like the biggest news story. In
I don't listen to the news, guys. What's going on with
12
Panama?
12 gigabytes of information leaked about all those people that have like shell companies in the Caribbean.
The president of Iceland has already resigned.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boris Yeltsin. Who's the Russian president?
Vladimir Putin.
This is yesterday. It was on the cover of the paper.
Yeah.
It's a giant, like, and Gaddafi was pictured. But, I'm like, I don't care about dead
but
people.
But not a single American mentioned yet in the report. So it's like this, like, big, like, oh, why the fuck aren't there any Americans in this? Mm-hmm. So
because we have our own
whole extra thing.
We have our own.
Of course we're in there.
So guys, what do you think about this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tonight I'm going to go run Loveline. Every time Drew starts to talk, I'm going to
no
run I'm going to run out of spots.
No time.
I can only go to break 8 times in the show. So the bit's going to get dead after 8 times, but every time he talks. No time, I'm just going to go to break.
You need to make an after disaster promo
no time.
That is
how about
less than half a second long, which is like...
He's not going to listen to his own show, so
no
what
one
you
will
could
ever
do,
call you out on it.
No, but what you could do is just go to commercial without even bringing it up.
Back in the day, I used to fuck with Corolla a lot, and it was a lot of fun. And I'd fuck with guests a lot, and I would... that sounded nothing. And I would play sound drops and offensive things that... All the listening audience could hear, but the people in the room, I would
I like
take them
idea
out.
Yeah,
of
I don't know why you don't
mix
do that anymore.
It was really fun.
Who would call you out on that? No one,
because that takes work, and I got my back to the show.
They could tweet Drew,
and I'm working.
Anderson's playing sounds
they totally
that you can hear.
They totally would. Mm. So many fucking narcs out there now.
Oh, so
goddamn snitches.
Just keep it to yourself, everybody. When you write an iTunes review,
Empire.
It's back, baby.
And so is Game of Thrones.
It was good.
Like a week or two.
Lucius.
Empire is back.
Lucius.
Good, strong episode. They cut out a bunch of the extra bullshit that we don't need.
Yep. Got right to the point. Maybe
I'm kind of sad about Lion Dynasty is like
after
dead.
I wrap up the OJ show tonight, maybe I'll watch Empire after this.
Ooh,
give Empire. And you know, I'm curious to get your take on Empire, Mike. I'm going to be honest with you.
I already watched those clips you guys showed.
No, that doesn't count.
Top five scenes where Brad Pitt eats. That's what we did. And it was
three
fun
of them are in Empire.
We were going to do it on April Fool's Day. I don't know why. You know what? I'm gonna burn part of the film ball right now.
Good.
Fucking Bald Brian, one of his picks, because he said, I'm doing air quotes now, I was being clever. 12 Monkeys. Bruce Willis eats a spider.
I think you said Brad Pitt.
I know. I'm like, well, how? First of all, that's not food. Second of all, he's like, oh, I'm being clever. Bruce Willis, he ate a spider. Brad Pitt was in the scene with him. No.
What? Wait, that's
no.
He's
like, I was proud of myself because I remembered that he ate the spider.
Does Brian know what clever means?
I know. And then we talked a lot about round holes and square pegs. And
No, that's like a broken triangle next door to a gas station.
Why a gas station? I got to pee and I got to go to work. Fuck.
All right.
God damn. Do we end the show by jumping off the roof?
No.
That'd be a weird end. And who would post it?
Well, after last week's episode got a lot of traction based on the ending.
What was the ending?
With Mike talking about reaching down and grabbing some smooth labes.
Was that really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the kisses that...
No, we kissed. And then you start talking about how the most precious material is the precious, clean skin.
Yeah.
Down there. And then I hit stop.
Smooth. Smooth.
People thought the episode had just accidentally
like
ended.
I don't like how we end the show
smooth
by talking about last week's
vagina
end. That doesn't seem right. That seems wrong.
You know what's weird about a vagina, if you think about it? You got that smooth skin on the outside, and then it's all moist on the inside. Yeah, like you wouldn't like...
Ridges on the end.
You wouldn't
ridges
like other stuff that was like that. Like if your door handle was smooth and then it got moist, you'd be like, ugh!
No.
Well, I'm not trying to put my dick in the door
you
handle.
You would, though. You would then.
You know what? This is very inappropriate and wrong, but it's real and it's true, and it happened.
Oh.
I got a little sister, and she told
me
about...
Oh, no.
When we were kids, she told me about our neighbor, whose name I won't mention, but...
Tim.
We had
Timbo
living. We lived in a cul-de-sac, and right across the street was another family with
cul-de-sac of Corona.
Four kids, and one of the daughters over there,
oh, no,
was a few years older than my little sister. One of my little sisters,
oh, no,
and she took upon herself to show my little sister, who was probably 10 years old, how to masturbate. And she was telling her that I remember this in vivid detail, and it was very disturbing. One of the places that she showed her to masturbate was in the bathroom on the toilet seat. She said, you put your clit here on the toilet seat and you rub. And then she showed her also, not that my sister partook in this, she was just sitting there taking in the information, showed her how to bang a door handle.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, both of those don't make sense.
No, none. But when you're,
stand up on like a
when you
like
don't
a
have
thing?
Sex toys and you're a kid and you're in the home and you know you only have appliances and whatnot, I guess you got to make do with the toilet seat and the door handle.
That's a lot of hard explaining to do when your mom comes home and you're stuck on the door.
I wonder if, like, the mom had, like, some groceries and, like, there was ice cream in there and it was melting, if she would just turn the child to get inside.
Or the child's on the other side and the mom turns the door handle from outside and it turns her on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That okay, that doesn't make sense. A door handle does not seem like a good thing to put inside your vagina.
Sorry, honey.
The cool thing is that we're all adults.
The toilet, rubbing on the toilet seat doesn't make any sense either, because I could see getting in the shower, letting the water run on your vagina. I see that one. That's the one I recommend to people.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm just going to have to twist your body here to get the door open, because the briars. Hey, does it bug you that there's briars and dryers? That
yeah.
Really annoys
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Which one's briars is the bad one?
Briars is the cheap one. So dryers is most expensive.
I'm going to firebomb
Not most expensive.
The grocery store.
More expensive than the briars.
Haagen-Dazs is the most expensive.
No, O'Connell's. It's $8 a pint.
No, you know what? McMurphy's.
No.
No.
Fuck Killigan's is the most.
Vagina flavored ice cream. $30 a pint.
What?
Just got a flavoring of vagina. Sweet vagina.
We can't end every show with vagina.
Well, vaginas are nice.